From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In this part of the program, some of the reverberations from Barack Obama's speech yesterday on race relations and his explanation of the divisive remarks of his longtime pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Coming up, we'll hear from the man who has replaced Reverend Wright at Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago. First, we go to Pennsylvania, which will hold the next primary, and it's a big one. Voters there are talking about what Obama said and didn't say in his remarks. NPR's Don Gagne reports on what he's been hearing from people in the mostly white, working-class town of Aliquippa, outside Pittsburgh.
The speech is on the front page of newspapers across the country this morning, including the Beaver County Times of Western Pennsylvania, whose headline reads, "Obama Takes on the U.S. Divide." The Times, as it's known here, is on sale at George's Family Restaurant in Aliquippa.
Okay, you ready for what kind? Regular decaf?
Decaf.
Okay.
This is a noisy place where people shout greetings across the room, where babies cry and no one seems to mind, and where old friends crowd into a corner booth.
We come in a lot, yeah. We argue. We don't agree. And we don't agree with them. So, you know, we're a real mixture, but we really have fun with it, and you don't take it personal.
That's 68-year-old Jerry Holter, a retired public utilities manager. He says he's a conservative Democrat. Next to him is 71-year-old Jim DeLuca, a former teacher who once played football at Penn State. DeLuca says those videos of Obama's former pastor forced the candidate's hand.
He had to do something with the Reverend Wright's publicity. He had to do something.
I should also add here that this part of Pennsylvania is a Hillary Clinton stronghold. There was plenty of criticism here of Reverend Jeremiah Wright, but Jerry Holter did say he understands why Obama used the speech to condemn his pastor's words, but not the pastor himself.
So he has a lot of history with that guy, and he probably has a lot of real good qualities, but when you take some of the things he's shouting about, it's not too good.
But there's children in that church, and he's preaching hate.
That's Jim DeLuca again interrupting.
And what do you think those children are going to grow up to be? Love us? Love the white? No way.
One part of the speech that bothered Holter was when Obama noted that he'd even heard racist language from his white grandmother as he was growing up, even though Obama stressed that he never doubted his grandmother's love.
I don't know if I'd do that to my grandmother. I don't think he needed to do that.
Across the table, Bill Jorn, a retired steelworker, watches his friends go back and forth. Jorn is a registered Republican who says he, for one, was impressed.
No one has ever gotten up there and made a speech like that. I think he's the first guy on racism. What it accomplishes today, you can't measure, but I think some of these people are going to sit back and look at themselves.
More praise for Obama came from one booth over, where 69-year-old Pete Aretano jumped into the discussion. He's a retired union official who says he's still undecided in the primary.
I think it showed a lot of maturity in how he handled the situation. It was a very, very explosive situation to begin with. And I think he showed a lot of maturity. And that thought tells me he might be ready for the job.
But that only prompted more caution from Jim DeLuca.
Like I say, to hear him speak, he sounds wonderful. But you don't know his background, and that's what's coming up, is the background.
In Pennsylvania, it had been anticipated that the economy and the war would be the dominant issues. But following yesterday's speech and the reaction at George's Family Restaurant today, look for the subject of race to take a prominent place at the table as well. Don Gagne, NPR News, Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.